I'm delighted to be joined now by former Donegal minor footballer Michael Murphy as he looks ahead to this Sunday's Electric Ireland GAA All-Ireland Minor Football Championship final between Monaghan and Derry, throwing in at 1 o'clock in the Boxit Athletic Grounds Armagh. This summer, Electric Ireland is using their social channels to spotlight a player each week partaking in the Football, Hurling and Camogie Minor Championships. You can follow the campaign on social media via at Electric Ireland and via the hashtag this is major. Michael Murphy, how are you?
Good, Arsene. How are you?
I'm very good. I'll start with a very general question. What is your advice, both, I suppose, in a footballing and life sense, to these kids? And they are kids who are playing in the Electric Ireland All-Ireland Minor Football Final on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a big question. I remember us getting, you know, at that age too, when I was minor, getting tons and tons of advice thrown at you. And, you know, you think no matter what at that age, a lot of the time you have it all worked out and everything's going to work out absolutely perfectly. But I suppose the one piece of advice, and I was speaking about it earlier, that you would give, and the one piece of advice probably that I was little less to listen to, is to enjoy it, to absolutely enjoy it. They're representing their county. I'm sure many of them are. It's a dream come true to be representing in an All-Ireland final and to enjoy it, because they've done so well to get here so far. And the other reason why I would really stress them to enjoy it is, no matter if they won this weekend, the team that wins and all the players that won in that winning team this weekend, it's not going to make them for the rest of their life, you know, an inter-county player, and, you know, to do everything for them. And the team that loses, it's not going to make or break them either for the rest of their days, in terms of if it's an inter-county journey that they want to go after, or in life for an education. So that's the reason why you would stress to enjoy the occasion. It's likely going to be a packed house in Armagh, and they've done so well to get there. So to me, it's to enjoy it. They've done so well. They've learned a lot of, you know, for two teams to get to an All-Ireland final, there has to be a degree of togetherness. There has to be a degree of, you know, bravery amongst each one of them. And there has to be a degree of unselfishness of how they've got on with things when things have gone well or not so well. So to me, the other reason why I would stress for them to enjoy is they've learned life traits throughout this year that they'll be able to carry with them through life, through whether that's when they're heading to college in the coming years, whether that's if they're heading into the workplace, if they're heading back to play club football, or if they're heading, hopefully in a couple of years' time, into a senior dressing room. They've learned traits by playing as a team and togetherness that they'll be able to carry with them through life.
Now, Dermot Malone, who's managing Monaghan, is a guy you would have come across several times on the field of play. You would have had some great battles with your Donegal team and his Monaghan team. I assume it's no great surprise to you that Dermot is already making such inroads as a coach.
Yeah, listen, with all of those Monaghan players, it would have been a team, and a team of players that we would have in Donegal come up against a long, you know, number of times, a long list of times, too big as long as my arm, at McKenna Cup, National League, you know, Ulster Championships, Ulster Finals, All-Ireland Series games, you know. And the one thing about all of those, you know, Monaghan players that would have played against, you know, they were coached by an unbelievable coach, Malachy O'Rourke, for a not long number of those years. They were always really, really well tactically set up and well in tune. And if we look at some of the players to come out of that, we look at the current Monaghan minor coach and we look at the current Monaghan senior coach, they would have played both in those successful Monaghan teams, both Dermot Malone and, as you mentioned, and then a Vinny Corey, who's doing an unbelievable job with the senior team. So to no surprise whatsoever to see both of them doing it. And I have no doubt there's a long list of other Monaghan players who will also be firing in to help out with their county when they do hang up the boots too.